This morning, the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Harris will bring a memo to Cabinet seeking approval to draft legislation to prohibit imports of goods from illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. It comes 7 years after the original Occupied Territories Bill was first drafted by the independent senator Francis Black. The government had committed to enacting the bill after the UN's top court issued an advisory opinion last summer that said Israeli settlements built on Palestinian land were illegal. If it's passed, Ireland would be the first Western country to take such a stand. And we can speak now to Senator Francis Black. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Very well, thank you. In 2018, you instigated this and you pushed alongside campaigners for this Occupied Territories Bill. Today now, albeit with some changes, it is edging closer to what you set out to happen all those years ago. How does it compare, though, to the bill you proposed, and are you satisfied?
Well, I had a meeting last week with the Taoiseach, and I was very happy to hear. I thought it was an important step now that the bill is going to Cabinet, and I actually am very relieved to finally see some action. Unfortunately, after too many delays, I mean, it's horrible to think that so many people have been suffering. But as you know, I first tabled the bill in 2018, which is 7 years ago now, Karen, and like it would have been great if we had done it back then. But it's never too late to do the right thing. And, you know, we need to see action urgently. And that's what's, you know, that starts today with the government decision.
And there will be a process. Obviously, including services would extend the scope of the legislation. And you and others are pushing for that. But Mr. Harris has legal concerns around that. He said there is a legal view that including this in the bill is not possible. And as it stands, we understand it will be just goods. But are you still hopeful that that can be included?
Well, me and my team have published detailed legal advice from some of the most eminent lawyers in the world, making absolutely clear that we can include services in the legislation if the political will is there. Like, for example, just last week, over 400 of Ireland's most high-profile lawyers wrote to government saying we can do this. And the Taoiseach has said to me, and he said actually publicly on his programme last week, that he's open to being challenged on this. And he said he's no objection at all to including services in the legislation if we can get the legal detail right. And that is what the Dáil Foreign Affairs Committee has been asked to look at when the bill goes through there in a few weeks. And I will be making that case very, very strongly.
And you have been very clear all along about the ban not being watered down in any draft bill. But what do you make of the assumption by the Social Democrats, TD Sinead Gibney? She was saying that legislating only for a ban on goods would water down the intent of the bill. Now, that was rejected by Mr. Harris, saying that it wouldn't be meaningless without it. So what would you make of that?
Well, I think, look, I think that we have a challenge ahead of us, but I am happy to know that it's going into the Foreign Affairs Committee and, you know, it should get, I think that's where that will be debated. And I think that's where we can, I mean, all of our legal advice, our detailed legal advice is on our website at the moment and is freely available. And I would actually encourage everybody to go to the website, past the Occupied Territories Bill website, and read it, because basically the truth is it's quite simple. It's there. We can ban the trade because the settlements themselves are illegal, and you know, and that's the reality. And I think it'll be all argued out in the Foreign Affairs, and I was very happy in the Foreign Affairs Committee, and I was very happy that the Taoiseach said that if he would be open to being challenged on that.
And what kind of timeline, so, are you expecting on this? Are you confident it will pass through swiftly?
So the timeline for us is, well, I would be hopeful. I suppose I would be hopeful that we get this done as soon as possible. After the Cabinet decision today, I think we begin making progress immediately. The bill will, as I say, go straight into Foreign Affairs. We could do this. We could have this done and dusted by the autumn. And I can tell you that I would have no issue staying in session well into the summer to get this passed in full. I personally would stay to the ends of the earth to get it passed. I've been working on this legislation for 7 years. So it's a question for the government. And I think for us, I would love to see our own President Michael Dee signing this in before he goes, before he leaves us, because he's played a blinder when it comes to Palestine, and it's such an important step, and we need to know that it'll be done as soon as possible. And ideally, I'd love to have it by law by summer or autumn.
Speaking just, I suppose, of it being an important step, the Irish government has been resolute in its determination to use every lever available to end the war in Gaza. It was previously a lone voice in advocating for a review of the EU's trade agreement with Israel, but other countries signed a letter seeking such a review also. And now other countries will be watching Ireland closely, I imagine. What kind of message do you hope this will send to others if it becomes law here?
I think it will send a great message. We really need to keep pushing at EU level, Karen. You know, and I know that the Irish government have been the first to raise this maybe over a year ago. We need to take every action possible at national level. And that means passing this legislation. And, you know, I think the EU at the moment should immediately suspend the trade agreement with Israel. And it's good that we have finally seen movement on this, even though they're just calling for a review. But we need to be clear, you know, like what has been agreed recently, that review and the odds of actually suspending the EU-Israel trade deal are incredibly low, because countries like Germany and Hungary shamefully keep vetoing. But I will say this, I feel very strongly that if we can get this, you know, now that we're taking this huge step in Ireland, we were in Brussels last couple of weeks ago, myself and my team and Alice Mary Higgins, and we discussed this bill with many countries, with parliamentarians from many countries. And I have no doubt that they're watching, Ireland is watching this. And as I really feel strongly that as soon as we start the process of the Occupied Territories Bill, I think that we other countries will follow suit. And I feel very, very strongly about that.
And no doubt we'll be speaking to you again on it. Senator Frances Black, thank you so much. We'll take a break, and coming up afterwards, we'll have the business news.